you wrote the screenplay for Children of Men with Alfonso Cuarón, and you're now working on a new TV movie called The Lottery, which shares premises with Children of Men in the sense that it's a dystopian future where fertility is the big issue facing humanity. And I wonder what drew you to that subject. It's a fantastic movie, and I'm excited about The Lottery. But what is it about that subject particularly that sticks in your craw?
Well, The Lottery is actually a TV series. So the idea is to do it as a series. And it takes the same point of departure as Children of Men, but it's a different exploration. There have been, in this exploration in The Lottery, it's the world of infertility, but it's relatively recent, the onslaught. And what has happened is that they've been able to fertilize 100 eggs, and there's going to be a lottery for the women who get to carry and mother these eggs into the new generation. And actually, it wasn't my idea. I was approached by a producer who had sold this idea, and I initially said, I think I've done that. And then I started to explore really what gets – fertility is just a way to talk about crisis and a way to talk about human hope. It's a metaphor. And from there, there are just countless explorations. And it gets people where they live. To suddenly imagine a world without children is you're transported into this place that – people are really curious about.
The dystopian themes, the post-apocalyptic books and movies and television series from Hunger Games to Walking Dead, Children of Men was sort of early on the scene of this theme. Why is that so compelling to everyone right now, do you think?
Well, I think it's compelling to a Western audience. I think there are people living in lots of different parts of the world where they're in the post-apocalyptic. They're in the naked survival place. The bombs are falling on their heads. For me, this is all kind of a post-9/11 phenomenon where the West kind of had this existential shock and began asking harder questions about, you know, where it's all headed. I mean, certainly that was the story of Children of Men. We were actually approached to adapt this book before 9/11 and it passed. And we didn't know a way into it until the shock had kind of occurred, really a shock for the Western world. And there's some new fear that's being expressed in all these dystopian stories.
When you approach, let's say, a novel in particular, what philosophical ideas do you bring to it when you're going to adapt it for a screenplay in a book like Children of Men, for example? There are some people who are incredibly faithful to the story and want to reproduce the story in a visual form verbatim almost. But, you know, other folks want to bring their own artistic talent, that bring the times to it. And how do you generally approach a project like that?
It really depends on the book and where it's living in the imagination, the consciousness. Children of Men is not Harry Potter. And we aren't messing with a sacred tome, as it were. To use the example of Children of Men, it was a point of departure for us. And really beyond kind of the setup and taking keys of a couple of the characters, but really just keys because they're doing different things in the movie than they were in the book. We re-explored it. We took the premise and went in a different direction with it.
Children of Men seem to have a fairly cynical view of politics, of radical politics, in this, you know, sort of extreme political situation. And yet you seem to care deeply about politics and activism.
I think that any kind of movement, charismatic movement on the left or the right, is subject to or ripe for a kind of corruption. I mean, there are power forces at work, and it's really hard to have a pure organized movement. And it's not that I'm against activism, but there's always the risk of fanaticism on either side. And I mean, I think what we were really exploring there is trying to get to the fundamental beyond whatever the slogans were. There are a lot of slogans all around that movie, and trying to just get to tear down to just this core thing, this kind of lost memory, this kind of cry of a child. And everything else is just layers that humans, you know, we naturally pile on top of things.
Talk about Cesar Chavez a bit, if you would. What did you learn in the process of working on that film and that script?
A lot. All these guys have their official stories. I also did a biopic on Martin Luther King. And a lot of the work is tearing down the temple that's been built around these men and doing it in such a way that still kind of respects that these are guys that really changed important things. So when I go into these projects, I look for like the odd bits that have been left out and try to find something personal that either hasn't been explored or that I feel I could really hang my hat on. One of the things I did find, for example, with Cesar Chavez was a kind of screwed up relationship with his son, his oldest son. There was kind of a desire from Cesar's point of view that he wanted his son to kind of have his values, follow in his footsteps. And the son wanted that on some level, but that's not who he was. And the son oddly developed a passion for golf.
Wow.
Which is not something he learned from the dad. And it became a kind of comic, but based on what actually happened, way to explore this man who's able to find followers and connection with everyone, but he can't meet his son on any human level. He doesn't get what he's up to.
Do you, as many writers do, when they find characters that they're drawn to, do you see yourself in these characters in the sense of like wanting to humanize an activist, make somebody from an icon back into a complicated human being?
I think you do that, but you do it kind of subconsciously. I think it's something that I can maybe notice after the fact, but while I'm in it, it's what you're curious about is somehow connected to something that you're experiencing. You know, I have a couple of sons, and I know that his frustration in trying to convey what he thinks are the essential values that you want your son to carry with him, he can't find an audience with his son. I get that. What you want and who he is are two different things.